Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Mdidis. Let's get to it. It's Friday, February 22nd, 2019. Welcome to day 764. Robert Mueller's sentencing memorandum on the prosecution of Paul Manafort is due tonight before midnight. In filings like these, prosecutors typically outline all of the defendant's crimes, convictions, as well as their cooperation, which could also shed more light on how Manafort fits into Mueller's larger Russia investigation. Editor's note here, Matt and I have basically been sitting in front of our computers waiting all day for this to drop, so make sure you check back to the main blog, and we'll make sure we'll get the latest information up there for you. Meanwhile, Mueller is not expected to deliver a final report to the Attorney General next week, after all. It was previously reported that William Barr was preparing to announce the completion of the investigation into any links between Trump and Russia as soon as next week. Separately, the chairs of six House committees wrote Barr a letter suggesting that withholding evidence uncovered by Mueller could be the means for a cover-up. In New York, state prosecutors are prepared to charge Paul Manafort if Trump issues a presidential pardon for his federal crimes. Manafort could be charged with state offenses without triggering double jeopardy protections, including evasion of New York taxes and violations of state laws that require companies to keep accurate books and records. Manafort was convicted of 8 felonies and pleaded guilty to 2 more. He's scheduled to be sentenced next month for those federal crimes. Robert Mueller recommended that Manafort serve up to 24 years, effectively a life sentence for the 69-year-old. And finally, the Trump administration issued a new rule that blocks taxpayer-funded family planning clinics from referring women for abortions. The new rule prohibits organizations like Planned Parenthood that provide abortions or abortion referrals from participating in the $286 million federal family planning program. Some of that funding will be redirected towards religiously based anti-abortion groups. And now to the notables. 1. The United States will leave 200 troops in Syria even after the so-called pullout that was announced by Trump in December. 2. The Department of Agriculture paid $7.7 billion so far to help farmers who were impacted by Trump's trade war with China. 3. Trump is the only 2020 presidential candidate who won't promise not to knowingly use hacked materials that are published during the election cycle. 4. The New Jersey State Senate passed a bill that would keep presidential candidates off the state's 2020 ballot unless they release their tax returns. And 5. North Carolina's election boards ordered a new election for the state's 9th district after officials said corruption surrounding absentee ballots tainted the results of the 2018 midterm election. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Mdidis.